Would you like some tips and information regarding getting your entries better as a Forex trader? If you would, then listen up. We've got some great information to share with you. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and in today's video and podcast, I want to talk about getting you better entries into your new Forex trading positions. And the reason for this video and podcast comes about as a result of an email from a lady called Jane, who said to me, Andrew, look, what I'm finding I'm doing is I'm leaving my entries far too late, and by the time I actually decide to take the position, most of the move has happened, and I'm getting in far too late, and the trade's reversing on me, and I'm getting stopped out, even though I'm jumping in on what looks like a fairly good trend. And it is a common problem with so many people. And it tends to happen regardless of what currency pairs you're trading or even what time frames you're trading. The problem is, I believe, is that because so many people use lagging indicators, they have to wait for such a long amount of time for indicator A to cross over indicator B, or for it to change and paint a different color, or whatever that indicator does, or group of indicators do. The problem is that by the time that all that happens and all those lagging indicators are finally caught up to show you there's a trend happening and there's an entry position, then by the time that that has happened, then most of the time what you find is that that movement and that trend within the market has already happened, so you're jumping in way too late. Whereas the way that I like to trade uses price action, and that generally gives you a far sooner entry. And there's two different types of ways that I like to trade. One's called a reversal trade and the other's a continuation trade. And they both have the pros and cons. A reversal trade on the chart is when you've had, let's say, a very strong uptrend and then there's a signal or an indication that the price is likely to tip over and then start going short. And that looks very good and very dramatic on a chart. It is a higher risk trade because you are trading against the main trend, the main previous trend. But when you see that happening on the chart and you get other things backing it up, like reasons why it's bounced at that level, and various other things that we're looking for, if you get that reversal trade right, it does look extremely impressive. The other way of trading is, let's say you've had that big uptrend and then you've had a pullback and a retracement against that main uptrend. The trend has now moved back, and then you're getting an indication to go long again, to buy again. That's what I call a continuation trade, and that in some ways is a lot safer looking trade, not quite as dramatic to look at on the charts, but in some ways gives you a higher probability trade because you're trading with the main direction, but after a pullback. So with Jane, who's saying that she's getting into the trade far too late, the answers really are to, one, use price action and look for that reversal signal. Or if you see that movement happening, then wait for a pullback against that main trend and then look to ride the main direction again, as in the continuation trade. And so whichever way you take, there's two really good high probability ways of trading there, which takes the focus away from lagging indicators and getting into a trend far too late. So I hope that that helps. Just needed to tell you also that I held a live 2-hour trading room session for my clients in the European session yesterday. And had great feedback from one client in Australia who has been with me trading live for just over 10 months and is almost up 50%. So 50% on a live account in 10 months since he started with me. A pretty amazing result when you think about other investment options that you have out there. So not only is it the 50% gain, it's the skill and the understanding that's been taught, which then can be used, you know, from now onwards. But amazing results, and really pleasing when I hear results like that of someone achieving such amazing trades as a result of being through the course. So if you'd like to know more about how I can help you trade, what I suggest you do is keep a really good lookout for 5 excellent videos that I'm just about to make. And I say they're excellent because I've made them, so I'm thinking that they're excellent. But what they are is they're feedback on subjects that people have given me as issues and troubles that they're having within their trading. So I've made 5 videos across 5 various different topics and subjects that I'm going to be releasing in early December. And you may also be interested to know that in December I'm going to be holding what I'm calling my 12 Days of Christmas sale, where I'm going to be looking at offering my access to my membership site and my trading course at a completely different way than I've ever offered it before. So at a reduced rate and also different ways of joining. So if that's something that interests you, keep a lookout for access to that 12 days of Christmas sale and those 5 free videos that I'm going to be placing on my website in the first week of December. So I hope that helps. And Jane, if you're watching this, hope that really helps you with your entry into new trade positions. Take that on board, because what that's going to do is going to get you far better entries into trades, and the likelihood is of trades being stopped at far less because you're into those positions at a far stronger position. So this is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach.